From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bill Finn. There's finally a farm bill on the table. The Senate and House have already passed it, and many hope the president signs it by the year's end. It'll give farmers certainty regarding what programs are out there to help them. Julie Odbunzinski is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. She says the bill would create permanent funding for young farmers, organic farming practices, and things like farmers markets.
These are the so-called tiny but mighty programs that have been created in previous farm bills that have existed only with temporary funding in previous farm bills. So that is an absolute huge win for sustainable agriculture and more sustainable food systems.
Many programs were funded before, but Odbunzinski says the money ran out when the farm bill lapsed at the end of September. With permanent funding, the programs will continue even if Congress isn't timely with the 2023 farm bill. The man accused of killing a woman and sexually assaulting two others inside a suburban St. Louis religious supply store is also a suspect in an assault in a rural area, police said. A 77-year-old woman reported that she was assaulted during a home invasion on September 27th, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department Captain Gary Higginbottom said. Investigators had a few clues until the victim saw a photo of Thomas Bruce in the media. Like the victim, Bruce lives in rural Jefferson County, south of St. Louis. He was charged with first-degree murder and several other felonies for the November 19th attack at the Catholic supply store near Baldwin in St. Louis County. Higginbottom declined to discuss specific details of the Jefferson County break-in and assault. He said investigators are awaiting results from DNA testing and have not yet spoken with Bruce. Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill gave a defiant and emotional speech yesterday on the Senate floor as she said goodbye to politics. McCaskill thanked Missourians, her family, staff, and the Senate, but she didn't hold back saying the Senate has become dysfunctional.
We have too many embarrassing uncles in the United States Senate. Lots of embarrassing stuff. The United States Senate is no longer the world's greatest deliberative body. And everybody needs to quit saying it. Until we recover from this period of polarization and the fear of the political consequences of tough votes.
McCaskill said in August that she would not run for governor in 2020. U.S. Senate-elect Josh Hawley will join fellow Republican Roy Blunt next month. Another elephant has died at the Grants Farm attraction in St. Louis County, the third elephant to die this month and the fourth since March. The elephant named Max died Wednesday at age 14. The cause of death is not known, but Grants Farm says Max was greatly impacted by the recent deaths of two other elephants. A 38-year-old elephant named Toby and 34-year-old Mickey both died earlier this month. The facility says the deaths do not appear to be related. A fourth elephant, Bud, died in March at age 34. Grants Farm calls the deaths heartbreaking. Grants Farm was built by Ulysses S. Grant on land given to him and his wife by his father in 1848. It is home to the Budweiser Clydesdales and other animals. I'm Bill Finn, KBIA News, Columbia.